तपाईं एसपीएस नेपालीको साथमा हुनुहुन्छ।
नमस्कार श्रोतावृन्द, एसबीएस नेपाली पोडकास्टको यो नयाँ अंकमा तपाईंलाई स्वागत छ। नेपालमा बुधबार 26 अगस्तमा बाढ़ी गएपछिको पछिल्लो स्थितिबारे अस्ट्रेलिया सरकारको धारणा बुझ्न सहकर्मी आभास पराजुलीले संघीय सरकारमा विदेश मामिला तथा व्यापार र अध्यागमन सम्बन्धी सहायक मन्त्री म्याट थिसलवेटसँग कुराकानी गर्नुभएको छ। सोही कुराकानी पोडकास्टमा लिएर आएका छौं र हामी तपाईंलाई जानकारी गराउन चाहन्छौं कि उक्त कुराकानीपछि नेपाल टुरिज्म बोर्डले बेपत्ता भइरहेका अस्ट्रेलियन नागरिकहरूको अध्यावधिक संख्या 35 पुगेको बताएको छ। सुन्नतर्फ लागौं मन्त्री थिसलवेटसँग सहकर्मी आभास पराजुलीले गर्नुभएको यो कुराकानी।
SBS नेपाली, SBS साउथ एशियनमा।
So what's the latest?
Obviously our thoughts are with those that have been affected in Nepal by this devastating flooding and landslide. At the moment, we know that there are at least 34 Australians who were in the region at the time. We're working with our Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade Consular staff who are on the ground in Kathmandu, trying to verify their whereabouts and their safety. Obviously, there are many members of the Nepalese community in Australia that we are thinking of at the moment and who are no doubt concerned about their relatives and loved ones. If they're seeking information, the best advice is to visit the Smart Traveller website or to call 1300 555 135 to get information and updates.
How is Australia coordinating with the Nepali authorities to locate and assist other Australians in Nepal?
We're ready to send an emergency response team to assist with the rescue and recovery efforts, and we'll liaise with the Nepalese government about when they would like those personnel to travel to Nepal. We're also going to work with the Nepalese government, the United Nations and Red Cross on humanitarian assistance. Australia will do all it can to assist with the rescue and recovery efforts and any humanitarian support that may be required in Nepal.
Has there been any request from the Nepali authorities so far?
At this stage, there hasn't. Obviously, the landslide occurred on Wednesday morning. It's been nighttime in Nepal at the moment. They'll be just coming to a new day. Obviously, we'll get more information. Our DFAT staff on the ground will work with the Nepalese authorities regarding what they need and their requirements as well. In terms of the Nepalese diaspora here in Australia, I will be hosting an online forum with leaders of the Nepalese community tomorrow afternoon to provide an update on information that we have regarding loved ones they may have in the region, how they get further information, and what Australia will be doing to assist. So we'll work with the local Nepalese community to make sure they are informed as best as possible and we can help them as best we can.
And will there be any additional resourcing in terms of consular assistance for the people in Nepal and in Australia?
Yes, we're sending additional consular staff to Kathmandu and they're ready to go now, as well as the emergency response teams. We've set up an immediate hotline on that 1300 number. That's staff 24/7, so people in the community here can get information regarding the situation on the ground and their loved ones.
And what direct support is government thinking of providing to affected Nepali families and their relatives here in Australia, like for people who have family members back home and may not have been able to contact, or there might be students whose parents might have not been able to be relocated? Is there any plans?
Yeah, we're ready to assist both the Nepalese diaspora and the Nepalese government as quickly as we possibly can. We have an emergency response fund that we can allocate funding from. We need to now, over the course of the next half a day, work with the Nepalese government to understand what their needs are and then task those needs so that Australia can respond. There's other nations like India, and the United States that have responded already. We'll also work with the Chinese government on the Tibetan side to see if there's any requirements. So over the course of the next day, Australia will announce our response and how we'll be helping.
श्रोतावृन्द, तपाईँ सुन्दै हुनुहुन्छ एसबीएस नेपाली पडकास्टमा। अस्ट्रेलियाका संघीय सहायक विदेश मामिला मन्त्री म्याट थिसलवेटसँग नेपालमा गएको बाढी बारे सहकर्मी आभास पराजुलीले गर्नुभएको कुराकानी। अहिलेको लागि पडकास्टमा यो छोटो ब्रेकको पालो।
For the number of Australians reported missing, does that figure include Australians who may have travelled to Nepal, but obviously we don't need to register for smart travellers anymore, and may not be any part of any particular two groups that we know? So is there any way of finding those accurate numbers?
Yeah, at this stage we know it's at least 34 people. Obviously it's the trekking season in Nepal, so it's quite busy for adventure tourism. It's also a sacred Hindu pilgrimage site, and it's been busy in that respect as well. We know that there are Australians who are involved in organised tours to the area. They're not on the one tour, they're on separate tours, and that's how we have information around at least 34. There may be others that we're not aware of, and that's why our consular staff are working around the clock. If there are any Nepalese diaspora in Australia that have loved ones there that may have travelled from Australia to Nepal at this time because they're visiting family and friends or holidaying, then they should ring that hotline and let the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade staff know that they have loved ones in the area so that we can try and locate them as quickly as possible.
How much humanitarian aid or assistance the government is planning to provide to Nepal, and how will you ensure it reaches affected areas and communities?
That will depend on the request from the Nepalese government. We stand ready to provide aid. A lot of that will depend on what's required. We tend to work through international humanitarian aid organisations that have expertise and experience in dealing with these things, like the Red Cross. So you're likely to see the Australian government announce a humanitarian aid package in the coming days to an organisation such as the Red Cross or another UN-sponsored organisation that can get those resources on the ground quickly and has the expertise to deliver those resources to assist.
Thank you very much for your time this afternoon, Minister.
SBS Nepali, SBS South Asian Ma.
र श्रोताबृन्द, उनी थिए संघीय सरकारमा विदेश मामिला तथा व्यापार र अध्यागमन सम्बन्धी संघीय सहायक मन्त्री म्याट थिसलवेट सहकर्मी आभास पराजुलीसँग कुराकानी गर्दै। र यो सँगै हामी तपाईँलाई जानकारी गराउन चाहन्छौं कि यस कुराकानीमा व्यक्त गरिएका विचारहरू वक्ता स्वयंका हुन् र यी विचारहरूप्रति एसबीएसको समर्थन वा विरोध छैन। र यो सँगै यो पनि जानकारी गराइहाल्न चाहन्छौं कि नेपालमा रहेका अस्ट्रेलियन नागरिकहरूलाई आपतकालीन कन्सुलर सेवा, इमर्जेन्सी कन्सुलर असिस्टेन्स चाहिएको खण्डमा डिपार्टमेन्ट अफ फरेन अफेयर्स एण्ड ट्रेड डिफ्याटको 24 घण्टे सहायता सेवा कन्सुलर इमर्जेन्सी सेन्टरलाई यो नम्बरमा सम्पर्क गर्न आग्रह गरिएको छ। 1300555135 र बाहिरबाट सम्पर्क गर्दै हुनुहुन्छ भने +612 6261 3305। र यो सँगै बाढीकै सन्दर्भमा भन्नुपर्दा, यी कुरै सामग्रीले तपाईँलाई विचलित बनाएको खण्डमा वा मानसिक स्वास्थ्य सम्बन्धी सहयोग चाहिएको अवस्थामा भने अस्ट्रेलियामा तपाईँले यी सेवाहरूलाई सम्पर्क गर्न सक्नुहुन्छ। लाइफलाइन 1311114, बियन्ड ब्लू 1300224636 वा lifeline.org.au वा beyondblue.org.aumा तपाईँ जान सक्नुहुन्छ। दोभाषी सेवाका लागि 1314050 फोन गर्नुहोस् र आपतकालीन अवस्थामा भने 000 अर्थात् 000 फोन गर्नुहोस्। र यदि नेपालमा तपाईँको परिवारसँग कुराकानी भएको छ कि छैन, पछिल्लो अवस्था के कस्तो छ, वा यो विषयमा आफ्नो विचार हामीसँग साट्न चाहनुहुन्छ भने, श्रोताहरूसम्म पुर्याउन चाहनुहुन्छ भने अवश्य हामीलाई पनि मेसेज गर्न सक्नुहुन्छ। हाम्रो नम्बर हो 0439799767 वा हामीलाई सोसियल मिडियामा फेसबुक, एक्स र इन्स्टाग्राममा तपाईँले मेसेज पनि गर्न सक्नुहुन्छ। फलो गरेर हाम्रो ह्यान्डल हो एसबीएस नेपाली र सोसियल मिडियामा पनि हामीले यो सम्बन्धित अन्य जानकारी पनि राखेका छौं। र थप अध्यावधिक समाचार र अन्य पडकास्टहरू प्रकाशित हुने बित्तिकै नोटिफिकेशन पाउनको लागि भने आफ्नो फोनमा एसबीएस अडियो एपलाई निशुल्क डाउनलोड गर्नुहोस् वा अनलाइनमा एसबीएस नेपाली पडकास्ट पनि सर्च गरी हामीलाई फलो गर्नुहोला तपाईँले पडकास्ट सुन्ने प्लेटफर्ममा। हाम्रो वेबसाइटको ठेगाना भने हो sbs.com.au/nepali।
लाइक, शेयर र कमेन्ट गर्नुहोस्। एसबीएस नेपालीलाई फेसबुकमा साथ दिनुहोस्।